And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Ever tried to get blood from a stone? State legislators seem to think they can. For years now, lawmakers have been jacking up court fines and fees in order to replace revenues lost due to repeated tax cuts for wealthy individuals and profitable corporations. Court costs have gotten so high that judges are often forced to waive them for people of modest income who simply can't pay them. Amazingly, however, a new state law doubles down on this destructive scheme by forbidding judges from waiving fines and fees unless they notify every single state government office that might conceivably get a share of the money. The Administrative Office of the Court says that this will require it to mail at least 615 separate form letters each month. This is, in a word, ridiculous. The proper way to fund public structures and services is through fair, progressive, and broadly applicable taxes. Relying upon burdensome fines and fees that average people can't afford and that, in turn, give rise to a wasteful new collection bureaucracy is unfair, unwise, and no way to finance government. I'm Rob Schofield.